The Wake Up Song and the You Bastard Sight of the Day. Want to know more? Visit Holmberg's Morning Sickness online at 98kupd.com.
Brady, it's 8:03 because Brett won't shut his mouth about Mario Cuomo and Andrew Cuomo and Chris Cuomo.
Hey, come on now.
You're tagging
sausage.
His brother.
You're talking about that sausage thing. Yeah, so we have to hurry now, Brady. You've ruined everything with all of Brett's Italian friends sexually harassing everyone. And Hot Wheels doing the exact same thing. You get me off on those sexual harassment tangents. I'll give you ideas. In fact, I believe there's Kristen pulling into the parking lot right now. I'll go right downstairs the second we're off the air and
tell her.
I will not sexually harass you, ever. You are in no fear of that ever in your life. Women hate when you say that. Brady, it's time for you to give us all the news that only you know. It's called the Brady Report. It's brought to you by our friends at Hooters, and it's Monday. And that means you can head to Hooters for 11 lunch specials starting at $8 each. Wash it down with an ice-cold Mick Ultra draft. Hooters and Mick Ultra bring you the Brady Report. Brady Report it.
Good Monday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
Happy National World Compliment Day and also National Peanut Day. Or it's National Peanut Butter Lovers Day, specifically. Not peanut.
Peanut Butt Lovers? What?
Yeah, Peanut Butt Lovers Day.
My my very hilarious Dr. Jordan Tennant has just texted me back. I got my MRI Friday for this hip thing I got going on with this torn something or other. Turns out I got a whole bunch more torn in there. And he gives me the – look at the – he goes, good news is your hips look good on x-ray. He sends me a picture of just a giant dick. Doctors aren't supposed to do that. There's got to be some HIPAA law against that. A scared guy sitting there waiting for his results, and you send me a picture of
a
giant x-ray.
You're getting yourself
a
free
dick.
Surgery for that.
That's
harassment.
That's right, my friend. You're cutting for free. That's hilarious. Because I'm sitting here, it's like we're going back and forth. Like your MRI's in, it looks good here, and your labrums are torn, and I'm like, labrums. That's both sides. Yeah, yeah. You passed grammar. Good for you. That's what he says. I'm like, all right. So let's just say the report on your MRI was 4 pages long, but there is no cancer, so I don't get your Jeep and Megan before I thought. Thanks, Doc. And then a picture of a big wang. That's my life. Dr. Jordan, he's the best. Triad Medical. He's an awesome dude. He'll stretch and pop you. I'll have Brett go over there. So you get it. We'll compare x-rays later.
A couple of peanut butter fun facts.
Okay.
It takes 540 peanuts to make one 12-ounce jar of peanut butter.
How much?
540 peanuts.
Man.
Never would have guessed that.
Me neither.
More or less?
Less?
Yeah.
I figured it would take like 100 peanuts to make a whole jar because it's... I always think it's just butter and peanut flavoring. I don't think they actually like blend peanuts, but then you have to realize that that's exactly what
they do. Yeah, that's exactly what they do.
What's almond butter then? Because I'm starting to like that.
You just crush it. You ever go to Trader Joe's and use that machine that spits it out?
What's the matter with you?
Yeah. Oh, he's got to wait too long for that. Yeah,
there's a line outside of Trader Joe's because there's just hippie COVID freaks in there. Everybody's dressed in handkerchiefs and like homemade clothes. And they've all got money because they go to Trader Joe's. But I understand.
Have handkerchiefs.
Everybody's dressed in gingham.
Tattered rags.
They look like Dorothy's tablecloth just turned into a pair of pants.
There are 6 cities in the U.S. with peanut in their name. You got Peanut, California.
Don't name them. We get it.
Well, there's a little different. Out of Pittsburgh,
give us
3.
The interesting one.
Now,
this is wheelhouse.
It's interesting. It's
3 in Pittsburgh.
That's true. You're right. Yeah. It is. It's kind of it's a healthy fat.
Yeah, peanut.
Which is Brady's nickname in high school.
There's Peanut, Pennsylvania, Upper Peanut, Pennsylvania, and Lower Peanut, Pennsylvania.
Okay, that's not interesting. You should have stopped.
All right, sorry. I was trying to help him out. But yeah.
Peanut butter was originally sold as a peanut substitute for people with no teeth.
Which used to be a huge problem in our nation. It's becoming a problem again thanks to crystal meth. But you watch dentistry, needing dental work in the 1800s all the way up into late 1930s was the number one cause of suicide in the United States. Dental pain. Because people didn't want to go to the dentist. Yep. If you see that what they used to do to you.
The calipers.
All the things they'd shove and just pull it. They had no real science behind dentistry other than if it hurts, rip it out. And the needles that they used were the size of like broomsticks. People killed themselves like crazy. So it makes sense. You just let all your teeth fall out and suck down some delicious smooth peanut butter.
This seems like it's beatable, but it's held up since 2008. The record for the furthest a peanut has ever been thrown.
Okay.
124 feet and 4 inches.
Like a shelled peanut or the...
Oh, yeah. Out of the shell?
Yeah.
I think it's out of the shell. Would be my
124 feet's a pretty good throw.
That's a good distance.
The guy in the UK did it in 2008.
That's halfway down the third baseline.
Now, back before my shoulders went to crap, I could throw a golf ball. I'd challenge anybody that could throw a golf ball farther than them.
Yeah, I've seen your your orange toss. You're pretty accurate. Anymore.
Those days are over.
Are they?
Oh, yeah. Ask Dr. Jordan. He just sends me pictures of dicks. Yeah.
Is it because of the orange toss?
There's a possibility yes, that my arms are destroyed from the orange toss
because
and the golf
of the
ball
orange
throw.
Toss.
Well, because it hurt. It would hurt so much. The golf ball throw, I'd get in these contests with Brady, and then he started to, like, hype man me.
I'm going to get into it. $100 says he can throw the golf ball into the green from here.
It's 160 yards.
Get on it, kid.
And I'd grab a golf ball and I'd put it on the green from 160. And my arm would just throb for like 12 minutes.
Good work.
But then I got cocky. I'm like, and I can also put another one inside of the one I just threw. So I'd do a couple. And we got into it with Brendan Donnelly of the Angels. And he couldn't throw the golf ball 60
Shredded
feet.
Shredded his shoulder.
He destroyed his career.
He was done.
I don't think he ever pitched again. But yeah, that's a big reason. But a peanut throw, 124 feet's a that's a hell of a chuck of a peanut.
I don't know. I think
put a weight on it.
I think we get you dialed back in.
It's like throwing a ping pong ball.
We'll start grifting the peanut throw.
We'll work on it.
My man right here.
He's the best around.
Out there doing my montage of peanut throws.
One last baseless fun fact.
About peanuts?
No, we're done with the nuts. This is the shortest street in the world.
Street?
Street.
Okay.
Is Ebenezer Place in Scotland. The street is 6 feet 9 inches long and has one address.
And loaded with mud.
What kind of dump is on a 6 foot street?
I have no idea where.
That means your house is 6 feet wide.
Let me see if I can Google it. What was it? What'd you say the address was again?
I don't know the address, but it's Ebenezer Place in Scotland.
Maybe it's just loads of land behind it.
Yeah.
It has
that's
to be.
What I'm. That the street was there a long time. Maybe it eventually cut down and they kept a part of it.
Oh, that could be.
As an entrance or. A study found that these are the cutest dog breeds in the world.
All right.
It's based upon.
Why do I feel like I'm getting fourth grade news today?
Here's your morning announcements.
Ding, 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 ding.
Hello, Rydell.
Hi. It's based upon the golden ratio.
Oh, is that? I've seen that. Don't Google the golden
how
ratio. It's girls pissing
their face, ears, tongue, and other features are.
Okay. Don't Google golden ratio. Don't Google anything. Golden doodle is as far as you can go. And
according
even still,
to the results, Dalmatians are number one.
As the cutest puppies?
Cutest dog breeds.
But they're deaf.
I heard they can be so mean, too.
Dumb. Well, I love all dogs. Dalmatians are notoriously stupid.
Irish Water Spaniel, number two. Wire Fox Terrier, number three. Labrador, four. Basset Hound, five.
That was the one I did that character for, the deaf Dalmatian. My mom printed bones for deafness. Because that's when I see a Dalmatian. I'm like, hey, everybody, my name's Terry. I can't hear very well because I'm a Dalmatian and I'm printed bones to having a deaf in you.
What?
What? I can't. I'm barking to him. Hey, there's somebody at the door.
I think someone rang the doorbell, but because my friend is presenting to deafness, I can't tell.
He's our little Dalmatian. That's why he works at the fire thing. He never hears the alarms or anything else. He doesn't panic.
The city burns down.
Well, he can see and smell fire still. He's probably better at it. Maybe that's why. His other senses get stronger.
Fire, fire.
What is it, boy?
Fire, fire.
Pyre, pyre. Oh, Jesus, we're firemen. I should probably think about this.
Moving phone, I'm taking mine to it.
Where is it?
What?
Follow
damn it,
Sparky.
Just follow him.
Exquisite? What?
What? I don't follow me and fire, boy.
But Dalmatians are dumb. Have you ever been
they
around
can be them? Aggressive,
well,
too.
They can be a little rough, but that's because they're deaf. They're frustrated. Almost
are all of them?
A lot of white dogs have a predisposition for deafness. All white dogs. So weird, especially the white head.
Racist.
It is a little
bit. Yeah, it's got to bring the race in now, huh?
All black dogs steal bikes. No, all white dogs are predisposed to deafness. That's a weird thing, but it's not, and that doesn't mean they're going to be, but they have the trait that leads them to deafness more often than not. And an all-white dog is almost guaranteed going to have hearing issues.
Yellow labs can't drive. I know that.
That is true. You find that out the hard way.
Solid.
Yeah, that was deep.
Solid.
Was it? It wasn't that deep.
It is all right.
It wasn't shallow, but it wasn't deep either.
The Center for Inquiry Los Angeles has been running a contest for a few years called the Paranormal Challenge. Rules are simple. If you can prove you have a superpower, you'll win $250,000.
Yeah, and a Nobel Prize. Go.
They've had tons of people from all over the world apply, saying they have an ability that they can't it can't be explained by science.
You don't.
But so far, no one's been able to prove their ability.
It's because most of the crackpots that show up there are psychics. And that's it's bunko. That is a fake thing.
There's a running list online of the people who've attempted the challenge. Some recent ones were a telepath who said
exactly
he could project images into people's heads. And then a man who said he could make a top spin in strange ways on a table.
That's a superpower?
Yeah.
Top spinner? What kind of superpower? When would you ever need it?
Yeah, we really downgraded the term superpower.
It's not a, no kidding. Yeah, it's not a superpower as much as it is a trick.
Yeah.
It's sleight of hand or some sort of magic. Yeah, every time you get these, because they had one of those things years ago here, because my sister wanted to go. Oh. And they did a thing where they give you like $100,000 if you could prove you were special in some way. But it's just these arrogant knobs that think they've been given a gift of psychic behaviors. None of you have it, by the way. Let me just squash that for you real quick. It's an absolute lie to yourself. Why are you so special to think the dead want to talk to you?
$250K on the table.
They don't. And you can't prove it. And that's the whole point of this. This isn't to give the money away. It's to make you look like an asshole and finally shut you up. So to pull that little chain in your front window of your really cruddy house that says psychic and turn your neon light off and hop in your Yaris and drive down to this thing, and then for $0 you'll be told you're nothing. And you know what a real psychic would know? That those people were going to tell you don't have powers. They wouldn't waste their time driving down there. Oh, they'd know. But they're so hell-bent on being special humans. And you're no different than anyone else, psychic. You might have good intuition. That's a real thing, is being, understanding things a little differently and having intuition.
The genealogy site MyHeritage is offering a new service where they will animate photos of your dead relatives.
Have you
seen
this?
I saw one of these.
I saw Napoleon walking around.
That sounds creepy.
Not only that, they'll take old paintings.
Using deep fake technology.
Yeah. Our future is, talk about indoctrination of the youth. You can fool. The Napoleon one is a painting of Napoleon, and its eyes start moving, and you're like, I wouldn't know.
And it came from, they're saying it very similar to if you've seen the Harry Potter movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where they have pictures
on
the wall.
The paintings and the pictures move.
Just, yeah.
But the scary thing is that people will be like, you're just afraid of the future, old man. This is designed to fool young people.
Well,
this fools everybody.
This sounds like Scooby-Doo, where the eyes kind of follow you in the hallway when you're walking by it.
Very
so much.
Much
better.
Like, Brett always goes to Scooby-Doo when it comes to technology, and I'm with him on this one. You're right, because it's but these watch this. This is the creepiest thing.
Then you can put it on the tombstone.
So these are just, and then it becomes these hologram kind of.
Anyway, where'd the video go, Brady?
Oh, is it not on there?
I don't know.
I'll find it.
You just click on it. But there's a. But the whole point is to fool you into thinking that the person talking is real. So if you start doing it with, like, somebody's parents, look at that. That's a picture. I know. That's a photograph from years ago.
Oh, my God.
I don't think it's good for some
the
people.
Smile doesn't change. So there's parts of it, but the way they can work the eyes.
But the psyche of a person who misses another human being.
Oh, my God.
Like, this is old, grandpa's back
to life. Oh, people that have
struggling?
Suffered a horrible loss?
Yeah.
The Kennedy one.
Your aunt?
The convertible is just
My aunt. Oh, with my Uncle Bob?
Yeah.
She's okay. But we don't want to reanimate Bob real quick. It's going to spark her. There's some triggers. If that kid died in a fire that you're looking at there, that's creepy. And it's all designed to make it so later. I mean, this is the infancy of the technology.
Oh, right. Eventually they're going to change facial expressions and everything.
Imagine what they can do.
Ew, she's creepy.
They can have it start talking to you and telling you what to do.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's awfully weird. There's that old man. And they're doing it to, like, they did some old Civil War pictures that were clean. These might be those. Like, the late 1800s of early photography. And it was just like, man.
Like, this one.
That guy looks like it's today.
Yeah.
Is that von Hindenburg? I think that's the former leader of the first Germany we hated back in the early 1900s.
We've got a Florida girl who's in trouble. 12-year-old. She got in trouble at the middle school she was attending, Coleman Middle School. She was selling
crack
stun guns to her classmates.
Nice.
The Vibratech.
How old was
base
she?
Model. 12 years old.
Oh my God, that's Kirby's
yeah,
age.
Yeah, Kirby's
age. She had multiple stun guns to sell.
Yep.
Think of that.
An arms dealer at 12 years old. Nice.
They start at $15 a throw.
Man, that's wait a minute. She was charging $15 a throw?
Yeah, but I think
that's all a stun gun cost?
Yeah, according to the Vibratech.
No kidding. That's too affordable. You have to make those things a little bit tougher to get.
Yep.
That can't be the price stunner. The number three at McDonald's can't be the same cost as a stun gun.
I think that it depends on how much voltage they put out. Like, some of them are stun guns that'll just kind of like give you a jolt.
I feel like you're, licking a battery. Well, you don't want that stun gun either. That's like swatting
you're
at a
piss
bee.
Somebody
it's
off.
Gonna
yeah.
Make somebody mad. What are you doing? Ow. That kind of hurt a little. I'm going to kill you. I was just going to punch you. Now I'm going to kill you.
In Argentina, we have a beer theft. A team of divers stole 185 gallons of this crafted beer that was being aged and stored underwater. They took a Russian ship, sunk it, an old Russian ship, and sunk the beer, and they're kind of aging it down there on the ocean. But someone figured out, oh, these breweries did this.
Yeah, go get the beer.
They went down there and they lifted the beer. Still trying to find the divers, but
why do you have to sink the ship? Just put it in barrels and sink the barrels.
Because it's a whole storage container, I guess, all contained rather than
just tie ropes to the thing.
Could have been in a bigger vat too. Not
seems excessive. What if it's no
good?
It's
not a huge batch. I mean, 185 gallons. That's a good party they had.
Sure, you're not tapping that keg real fast. We're not ending that thing.
Oh, this, I was trying to figure out the...
Words.
That's right. Another technology. This came out in 2016, but basically it's a gun that freezes tears. If you're crying, you can capture your tears in this deal, and it freezes the tears, and you can shoot the BB tears at people out of the gun.
What the hell kind of thing is this?
Man.
Came out of China. Yifei Chin, a graduate from the Design Academy.
It's a Wu. It's the Wuhan tear COVID spreader.
The tear gun.
It's the Chinese tear gun. I'm telling you right now, they're just firing. They're firing COVID at you.
That's what it looks like. You hook it up.
So you put this thing on your face. You cry. It freezes your tears, and then you shoot them at people.
Yeah.
So it's for wow. That's did you just do a picture of
me and the fam?
Don't do you. I see you move around enough.
Yeah, I've been shot in the gut.
Salute is the only one that doesn't look real. You know what you look like? You know when they have orphaned condors and they have to use that puppet condor to feed it? That's you. Oh, my God. I don't like any of what I'm seeing here. Do the picture of your kid this weekend. Megan showed me the one of your kid this weekend. He's sitting behind some desk.
Oh, I'll have to.
And Megan's like, what is he dressed as? And I'm like, I don't know. It's Halloween every day at Toledo's house. But his hair does look better dark. It's nicer. I don't know if Megan's following your son or if there's some sort of.
Oh, we went to a food truck farm and.
They're growing those now?
On a Saturday, yeah.
It's popping up out of the ground.
It takes 6 months to grow.
Yep.
You just got to water it, and next thing you know, you got yourself an Airstream that cooks burgers.
Time to harvest.
This Airstream here started making corn, so I planted five of them.
In Assam, India.
That's right.
Cockfighting is legal.
Look at
Jane Mansfield is alive.
Jane Mansfield picture has come to life. That's weird.
Oh, man.
I'm not talking about the picture. His hair. I can't get past it.
I'm with you. It's not that color anymore, but.
It's Kurt No Brain.
So this guy that was fighting his rooster, was hooking his rooster up with a blade, getting ready to fight, and the rooster got loose.
Hooking him up with a blade?
Well, they put it on their talons. Yeah. You don't know that's a cock fight.
Right, cock fights, always. Yeah, I wasn't placing it.
And the cock got him, jabbed him in the groin.
That's what happens.
The dude bled out. Couldn't get help in time.
He couldn't leave?
Well, he was trying to leave, but I guess it was a gusher. He hit the,
he hit the vein.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And it is in India, so I don't know.
They
have
doctors for that.
If it was a remote village.
I don't know. All the Indian doctors are here.
They have tons of doctors. Right. But.
Right. They're all in Scottsdale.
We'll end it with some radio videos.
Oh, well, that's the perils of cockfighting, Brady. Said occasionally the.
It is. You're going to get stabbed by
that's
your.
That's right. You're burned by the cock.
Which is what Buck Angel's.
Can't trust him. Buck Angel or the cock. What is the thing?
The first. There. Hang on.
Uh-oh, we got some action going on, though. I hear something.
That's all right. You're good. Yeah, don't look at me.
There.
I have to see right. them first. I've sent him a couple.
Yeah, he's.
Oh, you don't know what's what.
He
You've forgotten.
About a half a dozen.
Oh, okay. So you don't know what Toledo's going to play them.
Okay.
What is this?
Most of this, again, right. Women failing.
Girl in a bikini walking through a store.
Chin check.
Yeah.
Chin checked
on the chair. Yeah.
She just does a spin at the end of the runway. And
that sexy move.
She bit it.
Faces into the back of a wooden chair. Oh, my. Where are they? Oh, man, that's going to leave a mark.
The name is on the back of the chair, but
I can't.
It says
Pearl.
Yeah, it's some outdoor restaurant.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. That girl's face. All right.
This
now
guy doing a little dead or squat with some dumbbells. He doesn't get it on the rack properly.
No.
He's
done. Ow. Holy shit. And then he holy craps
it
himself.
It pins the skull against the wood fence.
Where does he live in a barn, too? Where is he? What kind of house is that?
That's his own deck gym.
The deck gym, I understand.
The back deck gym.
I'm looking at his house, Brady, and it's octagonal.
I know. It's a prefab.
I live in my parents' barn dominion. Hey, Dalton, get a job. You live in the upstairs of a barn. You're not cool. Of course, he scored a doctor.
Is this the other one?
Yeah, well, this one's a fresh one. She saw lift up a table and girl's getting hurt.
Oh, she just falls down. Ass up. I like when they fall ass up. It's almost like cats always land on their feet. Women always fall with their ass in the air. All right. Well, that was interesting.
Some good boots.
All right. Anything else?
There we go.
Is that it?
You don't know, do you?
There was one other, but
you want the one on the boat? Oh, the boat one.
The boat's gold.
The boat one is good. Yeah. Hang on. You'll
that's one I was looking for.
Bro, you got to stop staring at me like I have sort of control over this. I got no idea what you're doing.
That's a spine. That's a man's spine.
Table to the spine.
Are they on a yacht? That's a beautiful.
Even the little kid enjoyed it.
God, I can't watch that anymore. How do you land on your spine?
And he gets whiplash.
I think that's the least of his concerns. That's a big-ass boat that group's on.
And ding!
Did you see the help right there, too,
in
the
T-shirt? First mate needs to go overboard.
Yeah, but the T-shirt help. That guy works in the kitchen. He just happens to be out for a walk. There's no way that guy's part of the group. Wow. And the ladies on that yacht are eating well.
Yes, they are.
If I was that guy, I'd jump off like that, too. Look around a boat full of ladies like that. Like, I'm going to kill myself.
For me to ruin my spine.
Time for me to snap my spine. I have a yacht, and this is the best I can pull?
End it now.
You, Dan Bilzerian.
Day two of the vacation.
Yeah. Watch this, everybody. Hey, fat ladies, check it out. I'm going to bust my spine and die in front of you.
8 days on his back.
That's a big group. That's it. Well done, Brady. Well done. There goes your Brady Report, brought to you by our friends at Hooters and Mick Ultra. It's 98.
Big, red, badass.
What? What did you just say?
Badass. 98 KUPD.